Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Is this Hudson Handyman?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thank you. I was hoping to actually speak with the person taking care of your online presence, which usually that will be the owner we talk to on this. Is that you by chance?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. My name again is Jan Beto, sir. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
William.
William, okay, nice to meet you, William. So yeah, William, the reason for my phone call, we are a data service provider for Google calling in the area right now, because we're working on a map section on pertaining on several services, which includes Handyman work. So we wanted to talk to you about getting your online presence to be listed for that first page position on Google, which would help more people to find you as an option for them whenever they go online, especially if you have a website or a Facebook page, for example. But I'm sure you're familiar of the map section of Google. Like, you see that whenever... Okay. So that is where we're doing this programming today, William, which is why we're making the phone calls, because we're looking for someone who'd be a good fit today, as this is an exclusive listing, which means that if we find someone, then we'll have to close out the area and move on to the next. So this allows us to maximize the phone call. I'm sorry, the cost of... Yeah, so good question. The cost of the service depends on several factors, because we have several services too. But we want to make sure we get you the best pricing, right? But just curious, just to see if you're qualified for this, are you just servicing certain areas, like Middletown, for example, or like how far is your reach? Like how far do you go when you climb?
About 10 miles or 15 miles, something like that.
Oh, nice. 10 to 15 miles. Okay. Well, are your services limited to residential only, or do you do commercial work?
I can do both.
You can do both. Okay. So, right now, how long have you been active for Hudson Handyman as a business?
A year, but I have 22 years experience.
Oh, wow. Okay, so after 22 years, then you just started venturing out on your own then.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, congratulations. It's still a pretty young business. Okay. So, I'm guessing that, William, you're running this as a sole owner, or do you have a crew or a business partner? Yeah.
Dormy.
Just you. Okay. Well, you're already out for a year, so I'm guessing you already have a website that people could access, or not
yet? I did, but I took it down.
Oh, was there a problem with the website? Something that we might need to check out with you?
I did it with Town Square, and they were terrible.
Oh, in what way? Like, did they not do something?
My site wasn't showing up, and it was glitchy.
Oh, okay, like it wasn't working as it should be.
Yeah, you'd go on it and it would glitch and people would leave because of that, you know?
That would be a bad idea if the website wasn't working properly. So right now you're not working with Townsquare anymore?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm sorry to hear it didn't work out. But with that said, then would it be safe to say, William, that you're still able to take on more work, especially with that 10 to 15 mile radius, be it residential or commercial?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, well, it seems that you do fit this criteria right here for that open position. And if you signed up with Townsquare before, then obviously you still see value being found online, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, I'm sorry if it didn't work out with Townsquare, but if we could work with you and show you how this will be a different experience for you, and if the pricing for this would be reasonable, would you be willing to move forward with a service like ours today here at Local Splash, if the pricing would be better?
What is it, Mobile Splash?
Local Splash. That's the name of our company. So we've been in the business for 19 years. So I guess we are actually confident with what we do because we're a performance-based company, which is why I was surprised Townsquare wasn't able to get you to where you need to be.
I've gotten robbed for $7,000 this year.
With Townsquare?
Well, Townsquare, House, a couple other guys, too. Straight Marketing.
Okay, that's not good. Well,
that's a lot of money. I could have bought a truck with that kind of money.
Yes, I would agree. Just curious, when you were staying with these companies, how long did you stay with them each and every time? Like, did you stay for like 3 months with
them?
One of them I was
with a half a year.
For a year, and then you didn't get any results. Well, like, were you able to monitor the activity that you were having with them?
Well, the one I did with House App, they were giving my paid leads to another company.
Oh, that's bad. Like,
that's
they
terrible,
had the
right?
Yeah, I think there are business directories who do that too, and we had some clients who didn't appreciate that kind of setup before in the past, which is why they were happy with services like for Google, because it's usually just going to be you who would have the visibility on it, because people will contact you directly instead of leads being provided to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do, William. I understand that you've worked with a lot of companies and it didn't work out, but we're all about performance and results. So if we could show you how this would be different, and I'm sure you'd be willing to check out your options today with us, right? Like you said, if the pricing would be reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think we have something that's going to be good for you based on what you told me, and John, he's my regional pricing director in the area, so he'll be helping us out here. I already indicated you worked with Townsquare before in-house, so this is going to be good for you, that I can guarantee. One moment.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area.